Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, April 12th, 2021. As of April 10th, 14.1% of Berliners have received one corona vaccination, 6.8% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital was at 118. The president of the Prussian Cultural Heritage Foundation, Hermann Potzinger, calls for dialogue instead of demolition when dealing with problematic monuments, such as those that have a racist or colonialist background. He stated, quote, "I understand that at certain times people no longer want to see certain monuments," unquote. That would apply, for example, to the demolition of Saddam Hussein statues in Iraq or Lenin in Germany and Eastern Europe. He added, quote, "But there should be a social dialogue about it when certain monuments are no longer desired by the majority of the community. Individual groups should not take it into their own hands to simply destroy monuments," unquote. In Berlin and Brandenburg, many monuments were razed in the months after the fall of communism in 1989, such as the Lenin Monument on what is now United Nations Square. However, many are still standing, such as the Talmann Monument on Greifswalderstraße in Berlin. Now, in recent years, concerns have been raised primarily about politicians and personalities from the days of Germany's colonial history. Potzinger went on to say that the debates about the controversial monuments are important because they make a society aware of certain stages of its complicated and difficult history. Potzinger is an archaeologist and prehistorian and has published his research on the destruction of cultural heritage in, quote, "Damned and Destroyed, Cultural Destruction from the Ancient Near East to the Present," unquote. In it, he shows how cultural destruction accompanies the history of conflict. Thousands of people protested on Saturday against the extension of the A100 Stadtautobahn with a bicycle rally through Berlin. The police estimated well over 2,000 participants and the organizers more than 4,000. The demonstration route ran from Hermannplatz in Neukölln over a specially closed section of the A100 to the front of the Ministry of Transport in Mitte. Most participants wore masks and tried to keep their distance while riding. According to the police, the demo was peaceful and without significant disturbances. In addition to the Allgemeine Deutsche Fahrradklub, or the ADFC, and the Bund für Umwelt und Naturschutz, or Bund, the top candidate of the Green Party for the office of mayor, Bettina Jarasch, also pedaled against the A100 expansion. Jarasch told the Morgenpost, quote, "We can't seriously build a concrete corridor through an increasingly densely populated metropolis today," unquote. She said she wants to negotiate with the federal government about abandoning the next construction phase. Henner Schmidt, transport policy spokesman for the FDP in the House of Representatives, sees things quite differently, stating, quote, "The further construction of the A100 is one of the most important traffic projects in Berlin," unquote. He believes turning the half-finished construction into a ruin, as the left and Greens are demanding, would be a, quote, "gigantic waste," and also wrong in terms of transport policy, and that the further construction of the highway is necessary so that in the future, traffic can be routed around the city. Berlin police arrested a suspected arsonist on Saturday. Per police, the 38-year-old is homeless and is suspected of having, quote, "set several fires," unquote. Initially, at around 9:45 p.m., a 29-year-old man noticed flames coming from his vehicle, which he had parked on Breitestrasse a few minutes earlier, and alerted the police. In the meantime, he was able to extinguish the flames himself. Shortly afterwards, a garbage can and building materials were on fire on Stiftsweg, which the police later extinguished. Finally, around 10:40 p.m., plainclothes officers observed a man on Bleiche Oder Straße setting the right front tire of a Peugeot on fire and arrested him in the act. No serious damage occurred. The perpetrator was taken to the prisoner collection center, and because he was suspected of being under the influence of alcohol, his blood was also taken. With the three cases on Sunday occurring in close proximity to the others, there is suspicion that they were all committed by the same person. And a connection to previous cases will also be examined. For example, on Friday evening, an excavator was set on fire in Schlosspark Buch. The further investigations will be led by the State Criminal Investigation Office. Emergency physicians have warned of an impending overload of Berlin's intensive care units during the third wave of the pandemic. Professor Stefan Weber-Karstens, medical and scientific director of the Registry of the German Interdisciplinary Association for Intensive Care and Emergency Medicine, or DIVI, explained there is already a dramatic workload in Berlin. And over the past 3 weeks, an additional 100 ventilated patients have been admitted to the ICUs, making it a total of 280. At Charité alone, which treats the most severe cases, there are 90. And he added that it's his belief that an end to new admissions is not in sight as infection rates rise. 30% of COVID patients in the capital's intensive care units are currently aged 35 to 59, and the next two-thirds are aged in their early to late 60s. Per reporting by the RBB, many COVID patients need ventilation, and physicians assume that they will also have a significantly longer stay in the intensive care units than before, due to more severe cases and symptoms of the disease, including multiple organ failure and secondary infections. This is probably due to the now dominant variant B.1.1.7, which is considered by virologists to be not only more contagious, but also more dangerous compared to the original type that prevailed a year ago. According to DIVI, 1 in 5 critically ill COVID intensive care patients die nationwide among those younger than 50, and among the elderly, it's 1 in 2 on average. Weber-Karstens stressed that the infection dynamics must be controlled. Otherwise, the reserve of hospital beds and staff will no longer be sufficient. This is why, for example, elective surgeries at area hospitals are being canceled. According to the data from DIVI, at the peak of the second wave, there were more than 450 COVID intensive care patients in Berlin. Since then, there were always at least 170 patients in the ICUs, and DIVI fears the third wave will top the second without an immediate lockdown. And lastly, the information regarding the federal-state meeting previously scheduled for today has changed. We aren't certain how the chancellor intends to handle the next phase of potential lockdowns or regulation tightening nationwide, if at all. But as soon as we know, you'll know. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.